This is Colourful Radio.
I've looked at those images, those iconic images, many, many times over the years since I first became aware of them when I was about 7 or 8 years old. And I've often wondered what was going through your mind in the moments before you stood atop the podium, bowed your head and raised your fist. Were you thinking, even as you were about to stand up and do that, I can't go ahead with this?
No, not at all. And I can say that without a quiver in my voice, because the intentions that Tommy Smith were taking was because of my non-secular background, my need to become a part of a changing system in the name of God. I had a choice to keep I have and a God to glorify. Therefore, there was no backing up. There was no taking a second step to anybody, even if it caused me my life. And that's how I felt about it. You know, son, there's a lot of people had gone on before me who took stands either much bigger than me that got no reaping of benefits to preserve their lives. But they did preserve lives like mine, so I can go on and continue carrying that baton. Because if we don't carry the baton, there's no way we can pass it. And even once we get into that zone of passing, if we're not careful who we give it to, then it's just as bad as not having a baton at all. So using something that God has given me, which was athletics, I use it as a tool for man, not for Tommy.
You arrive in London as we prepare to celebrate a 4-year lead-in to the Olympics here in 2012. We've had a huge amount of retrospectives on television and in our wider media on 1968, 2008. When you come here and you stand in front of an audience like this, young and old, black and white, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
A betterment of mankind, because as I look at the audience tonight, I saw people kind of scooting down in chairs because I knew I was kind of tapping them on the shoulder and say, what are you doing? What are you doing to preserve that seat which you are occupying? Or what are you intending to do? And that's also the younger generation. In fact, even more than younger generation.
You mentioned the younger generation a lot, and I got the impression you were saying to them, you're not stepping up to the plate. You're too quiet. We had the fire in our belly in 1968 and onwards. We had the Black Panther Party for Self-Development. What have you guys got? Are you pointing the finger at the young generation today?
Because they have a charge to keep also. They have a responsibility. They don't have to have a platform like Tommy Smith. They don't have to have a national or international platform. They can start their proactive movements right within their communities, right across the street. When I say they, meaning the young folks, have to understand that, yes, we do have great technology. We do have great fanfare in doing things one-tenth of the time it took us 40 years ago when Tommy Smith was growing up. That means your responsibility is magnified to move proactively just as fast. And you have to make platforms sometime. If there is no door, you just might have to build one.
But in your case, and in that era, you had the Civil Rights Act, you had the slaying of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the slaying of Medgar Evers, the slaying of Malcolm X. It was very, very clear where the enemy was. It was Jim Crow and the legacy of Jim Crow, still very, very vivid, the Watts riots and everything that took place. In this generation, you could call it the hip-hop generation, is it as clear to the young people what the enemy is?
No, it is not. That is why people like Tommy Smith, or the people like the iconic victory stand of Tommy Smith, should be an education. These young folks should be educated to the reason why it had to be done for their future, for their educative prosperity. We understand that this hip-hop movement is a deterrent from the reality that if you don't do something, you will survive. If you have nothing to believe in, you will fall for anything. And I want the young folks to understand, if they don't have the notion to procure what their mothers and fathers went through to a betterment of what your mother and father represented, then they are condemning the lives of their parents. Therefore, they will not have a generation within themselves to do anything in the future. Therefore, life will stop. And this is what has happened to our young folks. They don't believe they have very much to fight for because they can't see anything wrong. All they have to do is open their eyes.
This is Colorful Radio.